This will be simple, I thought. I can handle it. Pulled the new car stereo out of the package, looked over the wiring diagram, just unplugged the old wires and plug in the new ones. Sure glad I didn't pay someone $200 to do this. 2 hours later, the dashboard all torn apart, screws and clips all over the floor, a confusing array of disconnected wires of all different colors hanging down. He knew he was in over his head, didn't really have the knowledge or the skill to complete the job. Have you ever started something thinking, I can handle this, no problem, only to find out that it was a lot more involved and a lot more complicated than you thought it would be? Maybe you thought, English 12, how hard can that be? And suddenly you're pulling a D. Or a math class that you thought you could handle, and then it wasn't what you expected. Maybe you've gone into a relationship thinking, this is just what I want. I can handle this for sure. But then you found it not to be what you thought it would be. And you realize you were in over your head. To be in over your head means to get yourself into a situation that you just can't get yourself out of because it's too difficult for you. Sometimes we get in over our heads by accident or by ignorance. We just don't really know any better going in. And the situation gets out of hand. Or we get stuck in something that was really beyond our control. Other times, we get in over our heads by our own foolishness and by our ongoing bad choices, which keep making our lives harder and harder. Like when you tell a lie and then tell another to cover the first one, and then another to cover that one. Our own sin can really get us into trouble and get us in over our heads really quickly, where it's hard to get out. And we've all been there, in over our heads with our sin. God's law is clear and concise. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. And David confessed what all of us know. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. When you are in over your head with sin, what do you do? Do you ignore it? Do you laugh it off? Do you blame someone else? Do you get angry and take it out on others? Do you try to convince yourself that you had to do it? Do you feel sorry for yourself? Sometimes we try just about everything to get rid of our sin guilt, except the right thing. Bringing it to Jesus. When you are in over your head, you have a rescuer. You have someone to step in and to take over, to do the job that you cannot do. Jesus came to step in, to take over, to keep God's law perfectly in your place. He came to step in, to take over, and to offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for all sin. This is better than any way you could ever come up with to deal with it. Jesus does not excuse your sin. He does not minimize it. He does not ignore it He does not laugh it off. He does not blame someone else. He pays for it. He accepts the punishment for it himself. So that your debt is cleared, so that your burden is lifted. Jesus helps whenever we are in over our heads. If we are stuck in a bad situation through no fault of our own, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He can work all things together for our good, even things that seem difficult or impossibly hard. If we are stuck in a situation which we have created through our own sinful actions, Jesus says there too, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He wraps us in his forgiveness and love. Are you in over your head today? Are you facing a problem or a confusion for which you don't really have an answer? Do you have a need which you cannot fulfill? A burden you cannot shoulder? Guilt you don't quite know what to do with? Jesus still comes to step in and take over. Listen to his comforting word to you. Trust that he will be with you and help you. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. Amen. Hymn 457, all three verses. 457.